It's National Soup Month, and guess what Shelley Fraser Mickle is remembering today?
Probably all of us grew up connecting thoughts of soup with cold days or sore throats or leftover holiday turkey parts. But when I think of soup, I remember when I was 7 and the day my Aunt Lucille fed her homemade rascal soup to my cousin Ted. You see, we all thought Ted was dying of heartache, and my Aunt Lucille was famous for making a soup that she said could always reawake the rascal in you. My cousin Ted had been engaged to a girl for 2 years, and right before the wedding, she gave back the engagement ring and called the whole thing off. Oh, how Ted grieved. He wouldn't get out of bed. He wouldn't eat. He put his 56 Chevy up on blocks in his front yard and took off the wheels. But worse was the engagement ring, which sat in the front window of the jewelry store on Main Street, where it was for resale on commission. Nobody wanted that ring. It had become a symbol of love gone bad. Aunt Lucille made her famous soup that she would bring to anybody's house for whatever reason: flu, bad grades, bankruptcy, a tax audit. When I had been down and out with the measles, she had brought me a bowl of her famous rascal soup, which had vegetables floating in chicken broth surrounded by noodles shaped into the letters of your first name. Maybe it was the fact that by the time you fished the noodles out that spelled your name and moved them on your spoon into your mouth, you had time to slowly reassess who you really were. But anyway, that soup did somehow make you feel stronger, and usually the next day you were going about the world with a renewed, rascally spunk. Aunt Lucille delivered the soup to my cousin Ted's house. After a whole day of eating T.E.D. in Aunt Lucille's delicious soup, Cousin Ted got up and went down to the jewelry store, took that ring out of the window, and started wearing it himself. He put the wheels back on his car and drove over to the next town, where he finally lost that ring in a poker game. Then on the way home, he stopped at a roadside cafe and met his current wife. I'm not saying that soup performed miracles, but my cousin Ted and his wife Betty Ann have been married for over 40 years.